We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
About 2 million people in Illinois deal with food insecurity, and in eastern Illinois, that number is about 80,000. It's a problem that's being addressed through programs like the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Local food pantries are also working hard to feed people who need assistance. At the 5th Annual Hunger Symposium in Champaign last night, food insecurity took front stage. The event was put on by the Eastern Illinois Food Bank and the Family Resiliency Center. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers was there, and he joins me now to talk about it. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in. Sean, you were at the forum. How big of an issue is food insecurity in East Central Illinois?
Well, it is a pretty big issue. I mean, the forum essentially started off with a report that was presented by Craig Gunderson. He works at the University of Illinois. He teaches in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics at the U of I. And he presented this food insecurity study that was published earlier this year by the group Feeding America. And just to kind of give you a snapshot of what it said, essentially in Champaign County, it showed that more than 30,000 people living there are dealing with food insecurity, and that's about 16% of the population. In Vermilion County, that number was a little bit more than 14,000. In Piatt, it was closer to 2,000. So we hear a lot about food insecurity, and these figures really brought the issue closer to home. And kind of a bigger picture that Gunderson talked about last night was connecting people who need need services that can help them overcome food insecurity with programs that are out there.
And what are some of these services?
Yeah, well, essentially there are more than a dozen federal programs that address the issue of hunger, include the school lunch program, the commodity supplemental food program, and the Women, Infants, and Children program, which otherwise known as WIC. But the largest one by far, and the one that probably most of us are a little bit more familiar with, is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, as it's known.
Yeah, and what are the qualifications for SNAP?
Yeah, the base line to qualify for SNAP is at or below 130% of the poverty line. And SNAP is just really another way of describing food stamps. So Gunderson basically said if someone has a lower income, they can get more SNAP benefits. If they have a higher income, they can get fewer benefits. It's pretty simple in that regard. He says the maximum a family of four can get really is $668 a month, which isn't bad. He essentially says SNAP serves roughly 40 million Americans, and he says that figure has gone up drastically in the last several years. But he says the real issue here is that not enough people who qualify are taking advantage of SNAP benefits. Here he is from last night.
We want to bring these people into the program. There's a lot of money being left on the table. Okay, a lot of money being left on the table for Illinois. If people came into Illinois and got these SNAP benefits, that'd be a huge boon to the economy. So we're leaving money on the table. So how do we get people to participate in SNAP? One thing is to increase benefit levels. The other thing is to reduce stigma. There's a lot of stigma associated with SNAP. Anything we can do as a society to make people aware that using the SNAP is really a great thing. And I think that there's many things we can do as a society to do that. And then we can also reduce transaction costs. One thing that's been proposed in the Congress is they've talked about block granting SNAP. In other words, instead of making this an entitlement program, where even during bad economic times, anybody can get it, is they've talked about block granting. That would not be a good... If we think the SNAP is a key part of the social safety net, is that during times of need, the program would not expand. Like I said, it increased by about 50%. If it's block granted, it's more difficult to increase benefit levels.
That was the U of I's Craig Gunderson talking last night at the Fifth Annual Hunger Symposium, talking here with Sean Powers about that. What else did Gunderson have to say?
Well, essentially, he said the federal poverty level, and this is a suggestion he had, he says the federal poverty level needs to be adjusted so that more people can be eligible for it, but realistically, he doesn't think that's going to happen. It's not a politically smart move, and he's not holding his breath that he's going to see that happen. But, you know, there seemed to be consensus at this meeting from the four panelists who spoke that federal funding for SNAP is critical. Tracy Smith was there. She heads this group, Feeding Illinois. And her group essentially coordinates efforts among eight food banks in the state. And that includes the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Now, according to her group, last year, families in Illinois received about $3 billion in federal SNAP benefits to purchase food. You might be familiar, some of our listeners might be familiar with the federal farm bill. Well, that essentially includes SNAP funding. And it's up for reauthorization, and Smith says funding for SNAP really needs to be preserved.
Hunger has a cost. Children who don't eat properly don't do as well in school, and they're not equipped to succeed and provide for themselves. Elderly people who don't get their medication get sick more often. They don't absorb their medication as well. Children who don't get proper nutrition suffer more health problems throughout their lives. Even short periods of food insecurity have long-lasting effects on people. So it's not like, well, we just won't pay for this, and then it's a zero-sum game. We're going to pay for it on the back end through people who aren't equipped to provide for themselves, for people who have more health problems and come into our emergency rooms. So it's not like we can not invest in these programs and then that's okay. We just don't think about it. We have to.
That was Tracy Smith, who heads Feeding Illinois, talking last night at the 5th Annual Hunger Symposium, talking with Sean Powers about that event. But SNAP can only go so far.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Smith says community support is a must. Also, there was Melissa Kundari. She works with the SNAP policy unit at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and she echoed that same point, that community support for these programs, it's necessary.
We realize that our programs have eligibility limits, which is a concern that, there are people that are hungry. And in an ideal world, we would be out of business, as well as the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. We have eligibility limits. Any time you're administering bureaucratic federal programs, there's going to be access issues. The state of Illinois the state of Illinois and community-based organizations play a vital role, and we rely on them to really make people aware of our programs and make sure that the people who are eligible are accessing our programs.
All right, and that was Melissa Kundari. She works with the SNAP policy unit at the U.S. Department of Ag. What else had come up last night?
Well, yeah, another issue that was brought up was this issue of fraud with SNAP. Kundari talked about how states use technology to crack down on people who are abusing the system. And she says those efforts have been largely successful.
The state will get an alert on their system from their Social Security number that says, John Smith got a job and he's making this amount of money. Then the state then reaches out to John and says, okay, we know that you're working and now we're going to have to budget that income. So we have the state of Illinois has cross data matches with child support, unemployment. We have a prisoner match, a death match, and it's all technology enhanced, which allows for the most accurate certification as possible.
All right. So the last voice we heard again there was Melissa Kundari with the SNAP policy unit. So how are groups outside of the federal government supporting the SNAP outreach efforts?
Well, as we've talked about, community support is a must. And from a corporate standpoint, Walmart is doing some great work on that end. They've taken part in listening tours, kind of like the one I went to last night. And one of their representatives, Jason Wenzel, was at this forum last night. He says food pantries left and right that his company has talked to, they've expressed the need for more healthy food. And, he talked a little about how Walmart is responding to that need.
We've taken a position to work with manufacturers to reduce the sodium and the fat in some foods to make foods healthier, not to mention to petition the federal government to add more healthy foods to the list of SNAP-eligible items. So it's been a 1-2 effort on the federal level. But, we're in a position, because we're a fairly large company, to help spur some of that. Private enterprise, that's the role that they can play. I think there's an opportunity, of course, for government agencies and nonprofits. But when you involve business, I think that's the third leg of the stool.
That was Jason Wenzel, he's Director of Government Relations with Walmart, speaking at last night's 5th Annual Hunger Symposium. And what else did Mr. Wenzel have to say?
Well, yeah, he talked about how 40% of food that Walmart donates to area pantries across the country is grocery and produce, and about 15% makes up proteins. And he said that is really critical in terms of meeting this this need of providing food, but also providing healthy food.
So is Walmart reaching out and trying to donate some healthier foods?
Well, yes, they are. The short answer is yes, but the company isn't quite there yet. Mr. Wenzel says a big step forward for the company, recently at least, has been providing about 150 refrigerated trucks to different groups within the last year and a half. And he says that's expanded the type of food that the company can offer, offering more fruits and vegetables that need to be refrigerated. And it's been huge in that regard.
So what was the biggest takeaway from the meeting last night?
Well, kind of to sum up this huge meeting that I went to, hunger is considered a public health issue, and it can't be put aside because there just isn't enough money to support food insecurity programs. I also gathered that everyone needs to pitch in to address the issue of food. We talked about corporate support and community support, and that's really rather than leaving it up to the federal government. And finally, the other issue is just connecting people who need help with the resources that can provide them assistance.
All right. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers in talking about the Hunger Symposium last night. You can see photos from it, and the raw audio of that event is on our community engagement website, willconnect.org. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Eligible items. So it's been a 1-2 effort on the federal level. But, you know, we're in a position, because we're a fairly large company, to help spur some of that. Private enterprise, that's the role that they can play. I think there's an opportunity, of course, for government agencies and nonprofits, but when you involve business, I think that's the third leg of the stool.
That was Jason Wenzel, he's Director of Government Relations with Walmart, speaking at last night's 5th Annual Hunger Symposium. And what else did Mr. Wenzel have to say?
Well, yeah, he talked about how 40% of food that Walmart donates to area pantries across the country is grocery and produce, and about 15% makes up proteins. And he said that is really critical in terms of meeting this this need of providing food, but also providing healthy food.
So is Walmart reaching out and trying to donate some healthier foods?
Well, yes, they are. The short answer is yes, but the company isn't quite there yet. Mr. Wenzel says a big step forward for the company, recently at least, has been providing about 150 refrigerated trucks to different groups within the last year and a half. And he says that's expanded the type of food that the company can offer, offering more fruits and vegetables that need to be refrigerated. And it's been huge in that regard.
So what was the biggest takeaway from the meeting last night?
Well, kind of to sum up this huge meeting that I went to, hunger is considered a public health issue, and it can't be put aside because there just isn't enough money to support food insecurity programs. I also gathered that everyone needs to pitch in to address the issue of food. We talked about corporate support and community support, and that's really rather than leaving it up to the federal government. And finally, the other issue is just connecting people who need help with the resources that can provide them assistance.
All right. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers in talking about the Hunger Symposium last night. You can see photos from it, and the raw audio of that event is on our community engagement website, willconnect.org. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Annetta Brodsky, a deaf teen living in New York City, discovers the power of American Sign Language poetry.